August 26 through September 1st. 1 Corinthians chapters 8 through 13. Ye are the body of Christ. As you prayerfully read 1 Corinthians 8 through 13, the Holy Ghost may speak to you in subtle ways. See also 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 11 and 12. Recording these impressions will help you recall the feelings and thoughts you had during your study. In Paul's time, Corinth was a wealthy trade center with residents from all over the Roman Empire. With so many different cultures and religions in the city, church members in Corinth struggled to maintain unity. So Paul sought to help them find unity in their belief in Christ. This unity was to be more than just peaceful coexistence. Paul wasn't asking them merely to tolerate each other's differences. Rather, he taught that when you join the Church of Jesus Christ, you are baptized into one body, and every body part is needed. See 1 Corinthians 12:13. When one member is lost, it's like losing a limb, and the body is weaker as a result. When one member suffers, we should all feel it and do our part to relieve it. In this kind of unity, differences are not just acknowledged, but cherished, because without members of diverse gifts and abilities, the body would be limited. So whether you feel like you've always been at home in the church or find yourself wondering if you truly belong, Paul's message is that unity is not sameness. You need your fellow saints, and your fellow saints need you. Ideas for personal scripture study. 1 Corinthians 10, 1-13. God provides a way to escape temptation. Spiritual experiences, even miraculous ones, do not exempt us from temptations that are common to man. See 1 Corinthians 10:13. That may be one reason Paul wrote about how the Israelites in Moses' day struggled with temptation, even though they witnessed mighty miracles. As you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1 through 13, what warnings in the Israelites' experiences seem applicable to you? What kinds of escape from temptation has Heavenly Father provided for you? See also Alma 13:27 through 30 and 3 Nephi 18:18 through 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 16 and 17 and chapter 11 verses 16 through 30. The sacrament unifies us as followers of Christ. Although the ordinance of the sacrament involves a personal commitment between an individual and the Lord, it is also an experience we share with others. We almost always partake of the sacrament together as a body of saints. Read what Paul taught about the sacrament and think about how this sacred ordinance can help many become one in Christ. See 1 Corinthians 10:17. How might you draw strength from partaking of the sacrament with other believers? How does this influence the way you prepare for the sacrament and how you strive to keep your baptismal covenants? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 through 15. Why did Paul write about head coverings and hairstyles? Paul referred to cultural customs of dress and grooming in order to teach about the relationships between men, women, and the Lord. While we do not follow these customs today, we can still learn from Paul's declarations in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11, that men and women are both needed in the Lord's plan, both in marriage and in the church. As Elder David A. Bednar taught, quote, "The man and the woman are intended to learn from, strengthen, bless, and complete each other," end quote, as they progress together toward exaltation. From We Believe in Being Chaste, Ensign Orleona, May 2013. See also Mark chapter 10, verses 6 through 9. 1 Corinthians chapters 12 and 13. Spiritual gifts are given to benefit all of Heavenly Father's children. The list of spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 is not exhaustive, but it is a good place to start as you identify and ponder the spiritual gifts Heavenly Father has given you. The article Spiritual Gifts in Gospel Topics, see topics.lds.org, may help you better understand these gifts. You might add to Paul's list gifts you have noticed in others, in yourself, or in people in the Scriptures. If you have a patriarchal blessing, it may also mention some of your spiritual gifts. How do these gifts help us build God's kingdom? Consider what you will do to seek earnestly the best gifts. See 1 Corinthians 12:31. See also Moroni 10:8 through 21 and verse 30, Doctrine and Covenants section 46, verses 8 through 26, and Articles of Faith chapter 1 verse 7. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you study the scriptures with your family, seek inspiration in order to meet the needs of your family. The following suggestions might help. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 24 through 27. Since Paul compared living the gospel to running a race, you could have a family race to illustrate his point. Award a crown to everyone who finishes the race, and discuss how all who are diligent in following Jesus Christ in this life will win the incorruptible prize. See 1 Corinthians 9:25, and see also 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. What might a championed runner do to prepare for a race? Likewise, what can we do to prepare to return to Heavenly Father? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Consider giving everyone a piece of paper with the name of another family member at the top. Ask everyone to list the spiritual gifts they notice that person has. You could then pass the papers in a circle until everyone has had a chance to write about each family member's gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Why is the Holy Ghost necessary to gain a testimony of Jesus Christ? What can we do to invite the Holy Ghost to strengthen our testimonies of Him? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. Paul's analogy of a body could be a memorable way to discuss family unity. For example, family members could try drawing a body made only of eyes or ears. See verse 17. What do these verses suggest about how we could treat each other as family members? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Paul's definition of charity might make an inspiring motto for your family. You could assign each family member to study a phrase in verses 4 through 8 and teach the rest of the family what it means using definitions, examples, and personal experiences. How is the Savior an example of these attributes? You could also make posters together for each of these phrases and display them throughout your house. Be creative. Improving our teaching. Display a scripture. Display a verse you find meaningful in a place where family members will see it often. Invite other family members to take turns selecting a scripture to display.